Ungwandoga community, it is an agrarian community which is kilometers away from the city centers. Members of the community are predominantly farmers contributing to the GDP of the state. It is a community like others but faced with major challenges of bad roads network, most especially during rainy seasons with no potable water, according to Malam Buhari Ibrahim, who is the district head of Doga community. He said another major challenge is the absence of healthcare facilities in his community to take care of those who are sick and pregnant women, in particular, especially during this lockdown in the state prompted by the COVID-19.
Honestly speaking, we are facing bad roads. Since only road to access clinic, as a district head of this community, I can only call on government to come to our aid. Women in this community, especially pregnant women, go through a lot during pregnant and child delivery.
Also, some of the pregnant women who spoke with Nagata Radio confirmed that they have since abandoned antenatal care due to long kilometers they will have to cover in accessing healthcare services. A 38-year-old housewife, Safia Adams, said she has lost 18 pregnancies, blaming it to bad road and delay in accessing healthcare facilities.
I have lost 18 pregnancies. Each time I'm pregnant, it does not last. Sometimes it takes 3 months or less. The road to our neighboring community, where I can access primary health care, is far. I believe nothing is wrong with me.
Another woman facing agony in motherhood is Malama Hajara Aliu and her friends, who also said they cannot imagine the trauma they usually go through during delivery at night.
When we go to primary health care in another community, we meet a lot of people. We have suffered a lot. Before you can give birth, we call on government to help build our own hospital to increase our pains. We sometimes lost our lives, especially while in labor at midnight. We cover kilometers. Takes a lot of time, covering hours, especially during this lockdown. You cannot find a car that will take you to a distant hospital. It makes life difficult for us.
A 69-year-old Aisha Aliu, who is one of the oldest traditional birth attendants in Ungwandoga community, told Nagata Radio that she has received hundreds of pregnant women during this COVID-19 lockdown. But the traditional birth attendant wants Kaduna State government to help establish primary health care clinic in their community to cater for pregnant women on delivery.
Since this lockdown caused by COVID-19, I have received over 100 births from women in my community. We need government to help us, spirited individuals. I'm also afraid in case of complication, I cannot handle it.
Speaking on behalf of some of the men in Ungwandoga community, Malam Ibrahim Saidu explained that most of their wives had to abandon antenatal care due to the dangers involved in long-distance trekking.
Our wives do not go to hospital. The road is far. If you ask them to go for antenatal, it takes a lot of time before they come back. We have lost a lot of women due to complications. This lockdown has also made things worse for us. Even fear this raining season coming, it will make things difficult to access healthcare for our pregnant women. Because of the transportation system, we can't allow them to go. It's too far.
Also, in an interview with Dr. Hamza Ikara, who is the Deputy Director of Kaduna State Primary Health Care, says the state government has put measures in place to ease the hardship being caused by the lockdown, most especially mothers and children.
Now, what we have already instructed, all our facilities must remain open because they are among the essential health services. a team has already been developed so that they can go around and supervise the activity of health workers because they must be opened.
However, Ms. Dorcas Adeyemi, a retired nurse and chairperson of Maternal and Child Civil Society, is of the contrary opinion that the state government must do more to encourage women to always visit healthcare facilities. She advocates government palliatives that will focus on pregnant women to cushion hardship and hunger faced by pregnant women.
How I wish the palliative should go around, especially the pregnant women, make a package for them, special package for pregnant women and their children, so that by the time they are able to get the package, they will be able to eat and they will be stronger and the babies in them will be stronger.
Available data reveal that 1,400 women out of 100,000 died during childbirth in Kaduna. This report, which was supported by the maternal figures, was aimed at drawing government and relevant stakeholders' attention on the need to ensure urgent attention for pregnant women. For Nagarta Radio, I am Andrew Ibrahim Michelia reporting.